The loss of some 14,000 homes in Butte County created a scramble for housing. And one of the ripple effects is that home prices are skyrocketing. The average sale price for a single-family home in Chico at this time last year was $341,000. This year, it's $100,000 more. This seller's market means people are doing whatever it takes to win bidding wars, including writing poignant narratives of loss and turmoil. NSPR's Crystal Smith spoke with a very motivated buyer who lost her custom forever home in Paradise.
Dear homeowner, we lost our home and everything we own in the fire on November 8, 2018, barely making it out alive with our three small dogs. Mike stayed behind to help evacuate the Feather River Adventist Hospital. Over the last 20 years, I have coached several youth sports, was a Girl Scout leader and a Cub Scout leader.
Billy Ariza and her husband know they were lucky to make it out of Paradise alive. Ariza grabbed her dogs, some medications, and their RV. 2 months later, she's still parked in a friend's driveway, where she wakes up each day and bids on homes for sale. To date, she's been rejected every time, even with offers well over asking prices.
It's definitely a seller's market. Sellers are getting far beyond the value of the home. They're listing them at a much higher price than what they were 2 months ago. And then they're getting another $100,000 over that.
Today in Chico, in our multiple listing service, we have 108 homes for sale, single-family homes.
That's Laura Burkhart, Ariza's broker.
Everyone's been through traumatic experience. So even just reading through the letters is a really difficult thing emotionally for both sellers and their agents.
Median housing prices in the Chico area are up over $100,000 from this time last year. Here's what Ariza would say if she could speak directly to sellers.
I would just like to see people start putting a priority on selling these homes to people who actually lost their homes in Butte County, trying to keep it local, trying to take care of our local community members and to keep our community intact.
Even though she wants to stay close to her two children in Chico, Ariza is reluctantly expanding her search to Southern Oregon. For the California Report, I'm Crystal Smith in Chico.